another Yankee you've got right behind him, Derek Jeter. He's a guy who there's basically a mound of statistical evidence suggesting that he's one of the worst defensive shortstops of all time. How did you address that?
There are a few players in this book, and I'm sure you are in the process of doing these discussions and arguments, that are lightning rods. And there are two players, Sandy Koufax and Derek Jeter, and there are half the men and women who argue with me and interview me, whether they're casual fans, young fans, professionals. Half of them will literally tell me I have underranked and underestimated the abilities of Jeter and Koufax. How can you put anyone higher than Koufax? How can you? This guy was this, this was that. Jeter the same way. And there are guys like DiMaggio and Jeter that do have an aura because they won so often, so early in their careers, were so instrumental in their team success. They did a demanding defensive position in the number one team and the number one market in the scene every October. And then there are players like you pointing out their shortcomings and deficiencies, whether it's with Koufax, the length of time he was outstanding, or with Jeter, defensive abilities. I don't think he's one of the worst defensive shortstops. I've seen him every day for a decade. He's one of the worst defensive shortstops of all time. There's no way you can tell me that. He's not the best shortstop on his side of the infield, because A-Rod was a better shortstop than him, I believe. And he's ranked accordingly in my book much higher than Derek. But I don't think you could take Derek. He's one of the worst defensive... Did you say he's one of the worst defensive shortstops of all time?
I'm saying a lot of the statistics are showing that, and a lot of people make that argument.
I'll take him on my team over all the Mark Belangers and the Skills and all those players that you want to muster up, because I believe the total package of Jeter, and it's not just the aura. It's not, you know what, Jeter, this guy, at his age, he really is a contender, and I've written this, to get to 4,000 hits and to surpass Pete Rose. He's right on track. He has as many hits at the 31-32 that Rose had. I mean, 2,000 hits, and he's still a young player. If he continues for another decade, you know, even if he winds up with 3,600, 3,700 hits, are you going to tell me that because he's not the defensive shortstop that some of these other guys are, that he shouldn't be ranked among the all-time greats?